Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Dr. Bob McKinney, who is the director of University Medical Center's Office of Case Management and Social Services. Dr. McKinney will talk about the stress people experience from local, national, and world events and how the stress can cause real health concerns. He also will talk about the ways to better cope with the news of the day. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We're joined once again by Dr. Bob McKinney, who has been with us many times before. Dr. McKinney, it's a pleasure to see you.
Mike, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm feeling a little attacked today. You're going to talk about my business today. We're going to talk about the stress that folks are dealing with today about local, state, national, and world events. It seems to be more upside down than it maybe has been in years past. And when you first thought of this topic, what first came to mind with you?
So the idea for the topic came in response to some requests from patients at University Medical Center who have approached us about their feelings about anxiety, about world events and things that are going on that they're seeing in the media. And so by and large, there are a lot of things happening all over the world, but there always have been. What's different now is we live in a 24-hour news environment, so we get this stuff from multiple directions, and now we have social media, so we get things from that avenue too. So what's different is that we're constantly consuming all of this data and don't know how to manage it, and it can cause stress. The overconsumption of news can be related to loss of sleep, loss of productivity at work, increased anxiety, increased stress levels, things like that.
We've talked to other physicians about other subjects, other diseases, and once in a while they'll mention stress and say, you know, we think stress might be a factor too. So it might not just be just stress. It can cause real physical problems down the road.
Sure it can. So we know that increased stress is related to things like high blood pressure. It's related to lupus. There's lots of things that we see an increase in stress related to.
Now, being a TV guy, we hope folks want to see the news and want to know what's going on. Where do you strike a balance, in your opinion, as you deal with your patients? They want to know what's going on. They want to be informed. Where do you advise them, enough's enough, do something different once in a while?
Well, so one thing that I would encourage people to do is actively seek out sources for good news, not just whatever somebody is feeding you, but actively look for sources for good news. And there are some of those out there. But in addition to that, a lot of particularly the national news in the United States is very divisive. There's one side versus the other side. Distance gives perspective. So I would encourage people to at least explore international news sources, and with the availability of those via the internet, things like the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, and Al Jazeera, they give perspectives, and they will provide news about what's going on in the United States, but also about what's going on in other places too around the world.
Both journalists, in my opinion, and this is something I know a little about, will claim to be unbiased and right down the road, and boy, I'm a journalist first, but obviously because of advertising and ratings and other things, a lot of network stations especially take a side or another. You can listen to the side you most agree with, but eventually the stress builds up no matter who you listen to, if that's all you're listening to.
Certainly. I would encourage people especially not to focus on any single source for their news information. So if there's a topic that you're interested in, find some other perspectives. But you also have to be mindful about that. So a good place, or let me rephrase that, a bad place to get news is from social media. That should not be your primary news outlet. Social media are really phenomenal for a lot of things. They help us stay connected with family members. They help us stay connected with causes. You know, if you're someone who's into dogs, there's all kinds of channels about dogs and all of that stuff. But if you're relying on that for your political or whatever other kind of news information, what you're going to get is by and large going to be very one-sided and very alarmist.
A good journalist would echo that too. Say, if you're getting your news from social media sources only, especially unidentifiable, anonymous sources, you're making a mistake if that's what you're counting on for your information.
Correct. Most of that stuff's not vetted. People can say anything, and there it is. It's out for everybody to read.
But yet we want an informed society. I want people to vote that know what they're voting on, and whether they're voting for this guy or my guy, I want people to be at least informed and make a decision that way. So I know you would never tell people stay ill-informed. You want folks informed too. It's striking a balance. Too much fattening food, too much alcohol is bad. Too much information can be bad too.
Correct, correct. So one really great news source that a lot of us have forgotten about is newspapers. So newspapers, just like the national media, they can be biased, they can be slanted, but by and large, if you read whatever your local newspaper is, you'll get local news, you'll get some coverage of the national news, and what you get there frequently are multiple perspectives, not just one sort of team's perspective, but you get lots of different things. And you're reading the local news. You know what's going on locally.
I find that to be accurate in that the local news is too easy to check on. You hear a national correspondent, you go, well, I guess it's true. Well, you don't know that. But local news, everyone's covering similar stories, so there's some consistency there. Do you think people should take in an hour's worth of news a day or just pay attention? What's your advice on amount? I know it's different from different people in different age groups.
Sure, it's different for different people. That's well said. I think probably more importantly than the amount would be sort of the timing. I would encourage people to avoid consuming news, whatever you consider news for you, late at night. So you're sitting there in a chair. Don't start looking at news things on whatever your social media outlet of choice is or on television. That's a good time to start winding down. It's not a good time for you to start processing new information. That can keep you awake at night. You see something, you start ruminating about it, you start chasing it, you know, down some trail. Now you're going to be awake all night. So I would say avoid things like that late at night.
As you talk to patients who talk to you about stress and they open it up to you because it's totally private and it's just you and them, fairly often do you find that some of their anxiety is about what's going on in the world around us and that affects them? Is that a fairly regular thing?
I think it's pretty common. In the wake of the 2016 presidential campaign and then subsequent election, a term came to be in the vernacular of mental health professionals called headline stress disorder. Mm. It's not an official diagnosis, but it's common enough that people are starting to use the term. So, yeah, it certainly is a common.
Tonight on every newscast in every city in America, there'll be news about the coronavirus. There'll be news about refugee problems. There'll be wars somewhere that we'll report on. Unfortunately, a tragedy may happen today. That'll be all in the newscast. But with the flip of a button, you can find something to smile about or laugh about. And that little button's pretty powerful.
It is very powerful, but When you see those things, I'm glad you brought that topic up. When you see the things about the coronavirus or about wars or about famine or about floods or about the fires that just happened in Australia and you think, wow, this is a big deal. I wish I could do something. I don't know what I can do about, for example, the fires that just happened in Australia.
Right.
Maybe you can't do anything about that. Find something that you can do locally. Mm. And that can help alleviate some of your stress about this. This other thing happened in another part of the world that you don't have any control over. What, you're not going to go down there and fight the fires, probably. So what can you do? Find something locally you can do. Support your community fire station. Do something like that.
Doesn't have to be a $1,000 gift. It can be a few cans of food to the food bank, something like that. Think positive, but always watch Health Matters on our station.
Absolutely.
Doctor, it's a pleasure to see you. We always appreciate you, Dr. McKinney. Thank you for your time today. And your message is uplifting and good advice. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.